Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the Kickstart to Your Many Achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis. What's your question?
Well, hey, how are you, everybody? It's your Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis, right here on Coaching for Success, where we are giving you the tips, trends, and techniques to be extremely successful in everything that you have to do. I'm your Chief Visionary, and I'm so excited that we are here today. We have a phenomenal show lined up for you. We do want to stop to say a great big thank you to our promotions and marketing partner, 106 Live Radio. If you haven't had the opportunity, go ahead and log on to 106liveradio.com so you can see what you're missing. And also in the Google Play Store, you'll find your Visionary People app. Yes, we have our own app. So go ahead and download the free Visionary People app from the Google Play Store. And I promise you, iTunes, my little Apple users, it's coming. All right, so today let's have some fun. Let's talk about the things that matter. Today we're going to drive it home to corporate. We're going to go into the corporate world and we're going to pull back the veil and we're going to look into corporate and understand a little bit more from the employees and understand from the HR side and understand from the benefit side, because we understand there's a lot of different things going on. And I felt that it was befitting to have none other than one of the top corporate trainers that is around the world that's helping corporations to get it together. So guys, join me in welcoming our featured guest, Ms. April Consulo, our corporate trainer, and I mean, I'm so excited that she's here. April, how are you this morning?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much, Natasha, for inviting me on this exciting show. It's an honor and a privilege, and just to be partnering with you and just talking to folks about corporate America and just how to maneuver through that, and just thank you so much. It's going to be an exciting show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, guys. You know what? If you haven't taken the opportunity to tweet somebody, put it on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and do text them and let them know that Coaching for Success is on, this is a great opportunity. And also those HR directors that you know and those HR professionals you know, go ahead and make sure you tell them about it, because it's going to be some great information we're going to share. So, April, for those who haven't had the pleasure of meeting you or haven't gotten a chance to cross your path yet, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about April Consulo. Who is April?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Thanks, Natasha. So I was actually born in the Bay Area of California, and I grew up in the Sacramento Valley, really not with much, you know, we didn't have wealth. We were lower middle class, you know, had a mother that pretty much tried to keep things together and just, you know, really had a lot of dreams like most kids. We don't really care about where we live or where we come from. We just have dreams. And my dream at that time was to become a country music singer-songwriter at the age of 12. And if you really think about it, it's kind of a stretch when you're born around Oakland, California. That's not necessarily the country music capital of the world. And but I really didn't let that hold me back. I had an incredible family that believed in my dreams, and I just kind of went after it. Now, this is back before there was American Idol, so there was nowhere I could just stand in line and decide if I had a shot at being a star. I mean, this is back in the day when you would, you know, pretty much have to pound the pavement. You did what it took to get your music out there, and you know, I look back and I think, you know, I thank God that I had a chance to go down that road. And I spent, you know, to kind of fast forward, I spent 20 years in the music industry. I'm an acclaimed singer-songwriter. I worked with pretty much everybody you know in country music during that era. So I was with the legends like George Jones and Tanya Tucker. And I was with a lot of the new up-and-coming artists, the Vince Gills, the Garth Brooks, you know, Miley Cyrus's daddy, Billy Ray, so Moby Keith. So it's really amazing how I would get to be with many that weren't even known yet. And they became a lot of my friends. And so after being on the road for a little over 20 years, me and my husband decided to move a little bit closer to the true country music capital of the world, Nashville, Tennessee. So moved to Nashville, and called that my home for the next 20-plus years. was able to be around the best songwriters in the world, and that's kind of the music side of my career. I believe some people are destined to work for others, and I believe some people are like me, that they just, that probably wasn't going to be a good route. I wasn't the person that you could pretty much, tell to do a certain thing and have me do a certain thing on a daily basis. I was more of that individual that was very creative. And so when I moved to Nashville and decided to get off the road, I did not go looking for a career in corporate America. I decided to create my own company. So I dabbled in many things. I was very successful in real estate. I had the top 5% in the nation with RE/MAX, RE/MAX International, that is. Had a very big real estate team in that. Even went into the political world. Many people know that those in real estate have a heart to serve. So I ended up in a city and state I'm not from, in a satellite city. I was elected as mayor for, I look back and I think, wow, a lot of people would have never even ran for an election if they did not grow up in that particular area. But I just felt like I was just called to serve. And, you know, even in corporate America, we find that a lot of people, they have certain goals and aspirations, whether they want to be the top of the company or they just want to create divisions. I was that individual. I was the individual that would say, I see a lull, I see a lack in a certain area, and I would be the one going, let's create that area.
Let's fix that.
Let's fix that. And, you know, in music, I wrote a lot of songs that pertain to going after your dreams, following your dreams. One of the things I talk a lot about, and I hope that when people are listening today, one of the terms I use is, I'm glad I didn't know the roles. I'm glad I didn't know that a 12-year-old girl in Oakland, California couldn't be a country star. I'm glad I didn't know that, you know, I couldn't create companies. And I'm just really glad that I ran for that election, because now that city is thriving. It's thriving from the housing market. We were able to bring a park there for children. And, you know, so really nothing stops me, I guess, is a good term. If somebody says, you know, I'd like to do this, I'm thinking, why aren't we doing that?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So one of the last things I'll touch on is, after all that, I really wanted to give back even more. And I started a 501c3 while I was in office, and that is for children, called the Friends of Lakewood, because my community was on the lake in Old Hickory in Tennessee. And I also have a women's empowerment group, and that's called Women Word of Mouth Entrepreneurial Networkers, and started that group because, Natasha, a lot of women especially would walk up and say, wow, you know, I haven't followed a dream, and here you followed all of them. And can you inspire me? Can you, you know, give me some resources to go after my dream? And many of those women worked in corporate America. It wasn't that they don't want to work for someone. They just want to make sure after they've worked 30 to 40 years for someone else that they still had something that they were leaving a legacy with. Does that make sense?
True. Makes perfect sense, and I think that that does speak volumes. Women, we can speak to that because obviously we are women, and we've worked in the force. We have our own business. We've been in that arena. Women have to create these different pockets of themselves, and when they want to go for something, it's that piece. You have all these little voices that you're battling so you can get from point A. It's like, I have to give up that to have this, or if I want this, I can't have that. And, you know, that's one of the disparities and the disconnects, and I'm so excited that your organization, Women, is in existence to really make that difference and that change. Guys, we're hanging out with Mrs. April Consulo. She is a renowned corporate trainer. Not only that, but she is a phenomenal businesswoman, award-winning country artist. I mean, she has been really doing a lot of great things. And when she decided to come off the road and she was serving in the entertainment space, she shifted and she served in the space of, you know, giving people that dream. You know, when you're selling that home, some people don't understand, you know, maybe if someone's had four, five, six homes, you know, they don't really remember. But when you're getting that first home into that person, that's also serving as well. You know, you're trying to meet the demands and the needs of the person and what and their excitement. You're just excited with them and things of that nature. So when you made the shift, what was that pivotal moment when you made the shift out of entertainment industry into your own business and into the real estate industry? What was that? What was the biggest shift or the pivotal moment you had to endure and overcome?
Well, a couple of the things that anybody in any dream, let me back up a little bit. When you have children as a parent, they can be anything they want to be. That's what we encourage them to do. So think about when you see a young child or a young boy wanting to be an NFL star or a young child wanting to be a doctor or whatever that dream is. But usually when it's something to do with music or sports, when they're younger as kids, we encourage them. We're like, wow, you can be all that you want to be. You go for it. When we get older, parents start, without even realizing they're doing it, they start saying things to them as they get into their later years in high school, maybe early college. You're going to get a real job, right?
Right.
You're going to, I mean, you're going to get, like, you're not just going to do that music thing, right? You're not just going to try to be a tennis pro, right? And parents don't mean to do it, but it's the parents start getting in fear because they know that their kids got to eat. They also want them to move out of their basement, right?
Right.
And, so it's just it's just a mechanism. It's a fear. And so what really transpired with me was when I got off the road from touring, but I was still writing. Well, songwriting is what we call it's a stream of income. If you've ever heard of the song, one of the most brilliant songs of all time that keeps a family fed and their children's children forever is a crazy Christmas song that was performed by Brenda Lee. It was called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Everybody knows it.
Right.
Crazy song.
Yes.
And that woman and her children's children will be set forever. Because when that song plays, there is a reoccurring revenue stream that's called, you know, a stream of income. Well, what happens is when I got off the road and I moved to Nashville and I was like, okay, look, writing's good, but I need another few streams of income to ensure that, you know, that I'm safe, that my family is set up. And that's why I started that. And I believe all people in corporate America, I don't care if you go after a dream, we all need to have multiple streams of income. You know, it's interesting. When I was 15, I had three streams of income. Can you believe that? But never thought about
that?
It. So let me tell you what I had. I had a paper route that I worked mornings. I raked leaves. And then on weekends, I worked at a flea market. I already understood the value of money. So you parents listening, when you shelter your children from going out and working, that is a big mistake because I understood the value of money at a young age. And when I wanted to perform and sing and I needed to get from point A to B, I had the money to support that dream. So those are that's a side note, but I want to put that out there because I have found that a lot of parents aren't having their kids work for the dream. So now we're in Nashville earning multiple streams. Real estate is becoming very successful for me, allowing me to stay home and write, which was very successful. Property management started spawning off of that, another stream of income. And I just learned that the average millionaire, and this is documented by the Tony Robbins, the Robert Kiyosaki's, the Buffett's, the average millionaire has seven streams of income. Seven.
Right.
So why is it we don't have a few? And we need to do that so we can go after those dreams. And let's say we've got a woman who works in corporate America, but her dream is to write a book. Maybe that's her dream. But she loves her job. She wants to stay working for the company. Well, companies would have a more sustainability. They would have a better retention rate if they had a way that they could teach these people to still go after their dream. But many of those people need a second stream to fund the book, propose the book, to have a coach in the book industry, to be able to mass produce the book, to be able to just on weekends go maybe do a book tour. See, those are things that would keep people in their companies, but a lot of companies are afraid to foster the dream within the employee. But let's think about that. At the
and
end of somebody's, at the end of somebody's life, Natasha, do we really want that employee just to give 40 years of their lives to just the company, or don't we want them to have some joy? And the way you get joy, and some of the smartest companies now in the world are doing this. Look at the Zappos. Look at the Googles. Look at the Ubers. Look at these social media meccas. Do you know why they're thriving? It isn't because they're not putting these employees to work. What they're doing is they allow the person to go to work, but they also let the person play at the job. And they're finding those that play at the job have more functionality doing the work for the company. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Guys, we're hanging out with Mrs. April Consulo. She is a renowned corporate trainer, country artist, I mean, award-winning country artist, and a phenomenal businesswoman. And today we're talking really about how do we help individuals reach their peak, you know, what's their peak potential. And one of the things that April so, you know, graciously touched based on is we have individuals that are in corporate workforce, and they like their job. They really love what they do. And they don't want to leave, but they want to feed the other side to them. And so I want to shift gears and talk about exactly what you just came from. Now, when we look at, when we really want to encompass that into just one phrase or statement, I would like to call that employee engagement. I think that employee engagement goes beyond, you know, let me give you a great insurance benefits plan, and I'm going to give you a smoking cessation plan, and I'm going to, you know, give you, you know, maybe I'll give you access to a gym. So I'm going to tell you to stop smoking. I'm going to tell you to lose weight. I'm going to tell you to eat right, and I'm going to give you insurance. But is that really engaging an employee in this era? Talk a little bit about that. What is a good way, a better way for companies to start looking at in a non-traditional way to engage their employees?
Yes. Well, part of that is one of the things that we're seeing is a disconnect. People are putting in more hours at their job, less hours at home. And the only way that you're going to have, you know, a happy home, which makes a happy employee, I learned that when I was 20 with a relocation director. One of the things that they had talked about is when you move a gentleman for his job, his corporate job, if the wife and the children are happy, the sustainability of that man or that woman when they were relocated would be, you know, a much better retention, a much better employee, and they're going to get to work. Well, I don't know where we lost that. Somewhere we lost that in the mix. So if we have a happy family, well, what makes a family happy? You know, time every night to spend with your children before you put them to bed. Time to connect with your spouse. Time to get away. You know, you and I talk about this, Natasha, a lot. And the biggest thing that I see going on is people aren't taking a break. They're not reconnecting. They're not going on vacation. In fact, Time Magazine 3 months ago, you and I have been talking about this for years, but Time Magazine, their July 2015 issue said, "Who stole summer vacation?" If you're in HR or benefits and you're listening to this, that ought to give you chills. Who stole summer vacation? We're studying other countries. Their workforce is working less, and they're more productive. Their retention rates are higher. Their divorce rates are less. Their kids' school grades are higher. And yet we have now taken pretty much, even if we do have our employees take vacation time, we're still not giving them the resources so they go take the break. So what we're doing is we're just sending them home with no resource. So as you know, one of the partnerships, when I started studying, why is it people are burnout, worn out? And this term we hear all the time, life-work balance. I hear this, you and I hear this all the time. But
all
then I turn to an HR director and I'll say, "All right, that's great. Sounds good, doesn't it? It looks incredible in your HR department's wall. But what is it that you're giving your employees? What is it?"
Exactly.
And they'll look at me and they'll say, "Well, Miss April, we give medical benefits, dental benefits, and we give all these core benefits." And I'll say, "Problem is if your employee uses their sick benefits, it's a bad day. Their dental, it's a bad day. Eye care, it's a bad day. any of the, you know, the traditional ones, it's a bad day. What are you giving them that shows them you value them? It's getting them on a vacation month sooner. It's letting them reconnect. Because did you know, Natasha, those that travel more use less sick time. Those that travel
yes.
more have the divorce mm-hmm. rates less. Those that travel more are more productive. So
mm-hmm.
the program I partnered with actually has that solution. And the key is if we can get this family to go 3 times a year, even if it's for a mini vacation or one long vacation a year, a full week, by the way, a full week is a true vacation.
Right.
Just going 2 days, checking your emails, answering calls. And I'll give you a medical statistic. There was a Framingham heart study. It was a cardiology study, and it was a 14-year comprehensive study. And the study said those that travel and take a full week of vacation, 7 days of uninterrupted time, mm-hmm. men have a 35% less risk of having a heart attack. Women, a 50% less risk of a heart attack. And women have a 62% less risk of depression.
Mm-hmm.
Think
mm-hmm.
about that.
That's
have you ever taken a vacation, Natasha? Even when you were little, do you remember when your parents told you you were going somewhere? Do you remember what happened 90 days before you went in the household dynamic?
It was everybody was ready. You know, you're excited, you're ready. And you know what, I honestly say I can't remember. Even at that age, the house, it was revved up but calm. It was calm, but it was also revved up, getting ready and the excitement and the closer you got to going. And even as an adult, when we get a chance to go away for a true vacation, like you said, the excitement is there. It's like, I can't wait. You know, have you ever, you know, when you walk around the office, all you hear is, I'm on vacation in 3 weeks. I'm on vacation in 3 weeks. I'm on vacation in 2 weeks. I'm on vacation. And so that is really very powerful what you said. So, guys, we're talking about the value of, let's really drive it into employee engagement and exploring what employee engagement really is. And you know what's going to be really exciting? Here in Atlanta, Mrs. April Consula will actually be speaking at the HR Director's Seminar right here in Atlanta. And for those HR professionals, that is someplace for you to be. It's happening on Wednesday, October 14th at 11:30 a.m. And the best way to find the information and register to come, and she's offering it for free. And, you know, so that's even a plus-plus is you want to log on to hrdirectorsseminar.eventbrite.com, hrdirectors, with an S, seminar.eventbrite.com, and then you can get the chance to come and see, and she's going to expound on more non-traditional wellness programs. And one of the things that you've mentioned before, April, that you said was, you know, you do corporate training all the time, and you sit down, and you're an actually employee benefits specialist. You're certified in it, and you get a chance to sit down and you talk with some of these individuals. And when you ask the company, you ask them, what are your benefits programs or wellness programs? And then they go through the roster, and something you always say, and it strikes a chord with me even, and you say, you know what, I'm hearing every time your employees tap into the benefits program, it's a bad day.
Yep.
Right?
It is.
Isn't that the chord.
It's but that's all they know. And when that's all you know, that's all you're going to share. So the goal to this is we have a system in place that allows the employer to show their employees they value them. They want them to take a break. They have the solution to take a break. Part of this is just educating the HR team and the benefits directors on if you don't, you're burning out your most valuable asset, your workforce. Think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're burning mm-hmm. And if you want true retention and you start studying what these fastest growing companies are doing, this is exactly what they're doing. Now, I don't want you to think that this is one of those things where you're asking somebody to pay $7,000 to go to Bora Bora. That adds more stress because now you're just added debt to a family.
Right.
That is not what this is. This company was drafted and designed specifically to send employees on a vacation at wholesale, or they could earn travel rewards, and it would allow them to pick what they felt like was their dream vacation. So this is a system already in place. I'll give you an example. You said we're going to be in Atlanta, which we are, and we're going to be speaking on this on the 14th of this month. I want you to understand Delta Airlines uses this program to incentivize and show their employees they value. Now, if Delta could pick any company in the world, they are in the travel space. Why did they pick us? We're that unique.
Exactly.
This has to be something that saves an employee thousands of dollars to connect with their families. It has to be simple, because if it's not simple, the single mom at your company won't go. They won't go because
exactly.
they can't put together a vacation because it's more stress to put it together. So we have the system in place, and it's something that's very simple. We can roll it out. It is something that costs the company next to pennies. If you've got a coffee machine sitting in your lunchroom, you need to look at this. If you have been looking for a way to reduce your health care premium, if you've been looking mm-hmm. for a way to have people come back refreshed, rejuvenated, this is that benefit. There's nothing like it, and it is coming really quickly to Atlanta. We're members of SHRM. We're members of WEB. That's the Worldwide Employee Benefits Council. But mm-hmm. It is something that when employees and their families engage in this benefit, it's a great day. It's a great
Outstanding.
Day.
Outstanding. I am really excited. I am so excited. I can't even wait to be at this seminar. Guys, this is going to be huge. Again, if you are an HR professional, HR director, program benefits manager, anyone, this is going to be a seminar for you. And you're going to log on to hrdirectorsseminar.eventbrite.com so that you can find out, you know, where it's going to be and register to come. It'll be the best hour and a half that you've used all week. I mean, the information you're going to get is going to be profound. So, April, one thing I want to ask you as we're getting ready to wrap up. For the person that's thinking, the HR director, the specialist, or the professional right now that's hearing this, and they're saying, well, you know, our employees are happy. You know, they we give them 2 weeks vacation a year, and we bring in a massage therapist. We have a big employee fair, and we bring in a massage therapist, and, you know, we make sure they have 24-hour access to a nurse and things like that. You know, very briefly, what would you say to help them understand that is not enough?
It's just not. The retention rate is not going to stay because you have a massage therapist. The retention rate is not going to stay because you have a gym. Yes, those are great starters. Those are fabulous. And what's going on is a lot of HR directors are seeing other companies do those things, so they're just mimicking what they see, and I respect that. But at the same time, if you really want to show your employee that you value them, you really have to look for things that are bigger, better. And I'm gonna leave you with this statistic. This is tragic. MasterCard put out a commercial about a year ago, and it was six-year-old kids. And the six-year-old children were saying things like, we've heard that over 400 million vacation days are going unused every single year. And the second child says, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They're paid vacation days. You've seen that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
then
have.
At the end they say, we're not asking for much. We're just asking for one more day. How
mm-hmm.
does getting a massage at your job, how does having an extra cup of coffee, how does going to the gym, I understand that might prolong your life a little bit, but nothing
mm-hmm.
brings better quality to a family's life than having that memory. Because at the end of their 30 to 40 years with you, X company, I want you to think about this. You're the one, you if you're at the top of the company, you get to travel. You get to see the world. Don't you
right.
want that for these people that have given their lives to you? Don't you want
mm-hmm.
to know that when you walk in their office, they have the picture sitting there on the desk with them and their children at Disney World every other year and Bora Bora and
exactly.
the South Africans? Don't you want to know that they had a life while they worked
exactly.
for your company? And any good
mm-hmm.
company at the end of the day, they're realizing this younger generation, if you don't, you won't keep this younger generation. So this is a retention tool. This is a health and a wellness. This is the true life-work balance benefit. And I do hope that you get to come and hear me speak on it. And, Natasha, it's exciting to be partnering with you on this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and I, too, am excited. Guys, this is April Consulo. She's been our featured guest for the day here on Coaching for Success. I encourage you to tap in and see what's going on. April, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday at the HR Directors Seminar.
Wonderful. Have a blessed day, Natasha, and see everybody there.
You do the same. Thank you. All right, guys, that is April Consulo. Very excited to have her on the show. You guys get ready for another episode of Coaching for Success. We are on every week, and we are so excited to be able to bring the information that you need straight forward to you. All right, and I will see you next week. And until then, be productive, be progressive, and without any hesitation, be 100% successful.
Are you interested in bringing more awareness to your business or event? Well, 106liveradio.com is just what you need. We are very serious about the way we conduct our business and would like to help you. We also provide more than just a radio service. To get more information on how we can help, simply send us your email at contactus@106liveradio.com or call 404-910-4589. Our enthusiastic staff will be more than happy to assist in taking your business to the next level. 106liveradio.com, your Caribbean and American radio station.
Now you've been coached for success. Your chief visionary, Natasha Davis, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next time for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?